We are on Daf Tezvov Amad Aleph. Lech Kneis Es Kol HaYehudim Ad Asher Loi Kados. Omer Abba Abbe Shaloi Kados. Let us see the Bach Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim Shaloi Kados Kol Yoyim V'Yoyim. That this was different than kol yoyim v'yoyim. Shebechol yoyim v'yoyim ba'ines ba'achshav berot. Now it was berot. What does Rashi say? Ad achshav nib'alti ba'ines. Ba'achshav mikan ve'eilech midaiti. Now, from the Rehites Loshon of Rashi, it would seem that mikan va'achshav mikan ve'elech midaiti. That means from then on and further, whenever she went to Achashverosh, it was midaito. Now, l'chayre, why did it have to be like this? This time she had to go to Achashverosh. So then it was midaito. The Marit in the Tshuvah of Aleph says that Shricha Hoysa Lihi Boil Birtzoino Kedei Limtzoi Chein Beinot. The Marit says Himtzia La'atzmo La'chashveresh B'sho Shaloi Hoya Toivo Kedei She'yis'ave Lo V'yekoyach Lihispato Islasis Lo Bakashoso. So here, she went Beretzayma. It wasn't Teveyah. Like this, it was Ba'ines. There's Amiridike Meiri in Sanhedrin. The Meiri says, and the Gemara that Esther Hoise Karka Oilom, Shloi Hoise Hi Oise Klum. She didn't do anything. Va'avschar Halicha Ein Biyodo, Shemelichin Hoya Oise Balkocho. That means that she didn't do anything. They slept her. She didn't do anything. She was a kalkoilo. Now she had to go to be mefate. She had to be mefate achashveres. So memela now it had to be beretzayna. But the lashon of Rashi that mikan ve'elach midati, it would seem that from then on and further, mikan ve'elach, from then on and further, it was already midato. Agavuche, the Marsha says klar that only this time was Berotzen. The other times, the later times was Boines, but the Loshon of Rashi doesn't seem like that. I thought that Kozman Achashverosh did not know Amo, Melato. So she says, I'm not in the barrier. So she went all the, if the Miri says that, that's the type of woman she is, and there was no problem. But now, after this time, there was a different anhogya by Esther. So he saw what Esther could really be, and he also knew I'm Esther now. And the Gemara says that Hu Achashverosh Hu Berishase Mitchilase Vatzoifa, he didn't change one bit. He was the same Rosh all the way. Now, if she would go back to her old Anhog, it could be Rashi held, so she'd be putting Klal Yisrael in the Meiridikas Hakone. So Memele, from then on and further, it would seem from Rashi that she had to do it birtzoino, the matzav of oinus that was till now a kochoch had to change. She couldn't be a karka oilam anymore. That's how it seemed from Rashi. V'achshav berot v'chasher ovati ovati kishem shovati mibeis abo kach ubad mimcho. Rashi, Ovati Mimcho, Vasura Anilach, and I am also to you. The Eishes Yisrael Shenenso Muteres Labailo, Uberotzoin Asura Labailo. Now, there's a shtickle dik in the Loshon of Rashi, how do we learn avati imoch, kasher avati avoti, kach ubed mimcha, I'm ovid from you. So what does that mean, I'm ovid from you? L'chayre, that she's also to Mordechai. So what does Rashi say? Ovati mimcha ve'asura anilach, and I'm also to you. L'chayre, there's two things. There's a l'chayre, Rashi said, she'asura ani imo, she'asura anilach. The ve'asura, I don't know. Then we have to understand this a hekish over here. Kishem shavati mi beis abo kach ubad mimcha. There was, when medame the avati, just like this happened, now this is going to happen. Now, shavati mi beis abo, I think pshat is, the Gemara said before that she had no kesher at all with parents, that when she was nisaba, she didn't have any kesher with her father. Her father was nifter, and then by Shasta later, the mother was nifter. Kach ubad mimcha. So I think Rashi is saying as follows. That what a soita is also lebailo, it's not only pshat that there's an iser bia. The Gemara says in Yevomis, tume ksiv bo karoyis. I saw Chedushi Rab Ruven on Yevomis, tume ksiv bo karoyis, that lemaise, she gets a din erve to her husband. Even though the Kedushin is not nifka, but she becomes an erve to her husband. So could be kach ubad mimcha is saying, she's not only saying that there'll be an iser bia. The whole issues, the whole kesher that she had with Mordechai becomes nifka. That means it becomes nesar. She becomes an erva to maksivo karayis. So kishem shavati mi beis abo, she's saying just like the kesher mi beis abe was nevad. So kach ubad mimcha. So the kesher I had with you, the issues she was Eishes Mordechai, if tu meksiv bo karayis and I become an erve, it becomes nifka, the issues, the kesher. That's what she's saying. Maybe basura nilach, she's Moshe, there's an iser bia also. I don't know if that's Chatan Rashi, but al kaponim could be that's the kesher. Now let us see Tosfos. Kishem shavati mi beis abo, kach avati mimoch. Vim toima amai loy hoyo migarsho, uteimu teres lachzireno. So Tosfos asks, what was the problem? Let her go, let Mordechai give her a get. So memele, so we have to know the whole, the issa was an issa soita. So the Issur Saita won't be, because he gives her a get, so Memele, so Bishas, she's with Achashverosh Berotzen, she's not Eishes Mordechai. And Teimu Teres Lachziren, and afterwards he'll marry her again. Teimu Teres Lachziren. And the Issur of Marzu Grishosoi is also, there's no Issur of Marzu Grishosoi if his wife was Mezane. The holy samarza grishosa is mishenisarsa, mishenisays, if she got married afterwards, then he's not permitted to take her back. But if there was no issues in between, so he'll be mutter to take her back. Yesh loyma lefisha kol maisa hagetu al pi edim. So Tosfos answers, because the get has to be with edim, voyeyore pen yisparsam adova lebalchus. And if this other people involved, so it might become the sparsam lemalchus, and that's all Achashverosh had to find out, that she was married to Mordechai. The Rashba asks Akasha, L'chayre, the Gemara says in Gittin, you can make kosov b'ksav yodai ve'ein olav edim, and also make such a get, and a teretz akosher a get. So yes, Akasha, so if the problem was that you need aid them by the get,
let him go, let him go and write a get, b'ksav yodei v'ein ol aveide. Others say, Taisus holds you need two aid and b'shas the mesiris a get. Won't help, because of b'ksav yodei loit abalozo, and holds aid in mesiris karsi. The Beis Yitzchok, it wants to say as follows. Number one, afilu, if will naniach, that kosu b'ksav yodei will help, that will only help minatera, so midarabonans apostle get, so midarabonans, so she'll be a site of the rabbonan, midarabonans, she's still his wife, so she'll be a site of the rabbonan, they were nizer and the rabbonans also, so wouldn't help anything. Then the Beis Yitzchok says, and Achmed the Nedbuda also says this. I mean, what was Pshat and Taisvus Kasha? Pshat and Taisvus Kasha was that before there was an anhoge that she was omdo michekai shel Ahashverish v'yeshevis bechekai shel Mordechai. That was the anhoge. So Taisvus is asking a kasha, so let that anhoge continue. That means that here the Basho says klof. I kept the first beer was barot. So now let her give him a get before, let Mordechai give her a get before that beer. And then later marry her again. And they'll be invited at a nugget. The later beer says, that's what the Basho says. And then he'll marry again and she'll be Mutter. And that Bia won't answer her because Bishas the Bia, she wasn't married to Mordechai. So the Beis Yitzchok says, but if he gives her a get, he'll have to marry her again. You have to marry again, she need Eidim by the Kedushin. And then, Kale B'lei Broche, Asul L'Baila Kenidis, you need 10 people by the Sheva Broches. So, Ein Lach Apir Sam Gdeila Mizet. Taisis didn't want to go into these particulars, like Rashbe asked, no, you can make a get without Eidim. But Taisis said you'll need Eidim by the get. You make a get without Eidim, but then you'll have problems by when he remarries her. The Yizichah need Eidim for the Kedushin and for the Sheva Broches. Taisis asked, why didn't he give her a get and she'll be muteres back to Mordechai, she won't be a seite. That was Taisvus Kasha. So the Marshos Ma'ira L'chayre, there's another Kasha L'chayre all the time. Why didn't he give her a get Bechlal before? I mean, all the time that she was together with Achashverosh. So she always was Eva Nisa Rabbi Shishi, so why didn't he give her a get then? Besides Issa Saitel, that's some Issa Gili Arayis, and Eishishish. So the Beis Yitzchok brings from the Marik says that what Esther was with Achashverosh, afilu now that it was Berotz, and there also was no Nidnut Issa whatsoever. I mean, it was permitted, even though by Gilei Rois is Aloche that Yehorig Val Yaver, but over here was Lotzerech Hatzolos Klal Yisrael. Hatzolos Klal Yisrael, there's no Issa whatsoever. It wasn't an Aveir, it was a mitzvah, it was a Gevaldike mitzvah. So there's no Inyan Bechlal to give her a get, to be matzel her from the Aveir. There was no Aveir, it was permitted. Just like I once heard a maisa that someone was told, informed by the doctor, that he has to eat Yom Kippur. So he said, eat Yom Kippur? He never ate Yom Kippur. So he came to Rab Chaim. The doctor tells me, I should eat Yom Kippur. What should I do? So Rab Chaim told me, you have to eat Yom Kippur. He says, what? I never ate Yom Kippur. He said, so what would be if you would have a yingle 8 days before Yom Kippur? Would you make a bris on Yom Kippur? He said, a shayla. He said, what do you mean? How can you be machalu Yom Kippur? You never made a bris on Yom Kippur. That's a yisurim deraisa. No, pshat is, if there's a bris, it's a mitzvah. So eating on Yom Kippur for you is also a mitzvah. I mean, that's what the Beis Yitzchok says. He brings from the Marik. There was no issa whatsoever involved for Esther to go to Achashverosh. Afilu was berotzen. She was Oisig Batzolos Klal Yisrael. There was no Nidno Davere. And Bechlal, the Beis Yitzchok wants to taine, he wants to say, Afilu Yosei, or make it more Mahudadik, that she won't be an Eishasi. She says, but you can't make Idurim, because Lamaise Yizichir is a goy. You can't make it to be a dover hamutter legamri. So al kolchoch b'seimich an that it's mutter al tzerich atzolus klal Yisrael. So therefore, there's no inyan to start whittling off isurim. No, the iser of eishes ish will take off. There's no such inyan in that. So therefore, Teishas never asked this kasha. Why didn't Mordechai give her a get before? To be marked in the Isurim that were, when she was all the time with Achashverosh, that Bechlau wasn't a kasha. But Taisus asked now the kasha that Al Kaponim now let her give her a get that, to prevent that she should become also to Mordechai. And Taisus says there was too much of a danger involved because it might become the spouse. Vayaver Mordechai. Omar Rab Shehevir Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Betainis. That he was Shehevir Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Betainis. That there was Vayaver Chazal Darshan Zoloshan Avere. That he made an Avere Shehevir Yom Rishon Shal Pesach Betainis. It was Yom Tov, and he made that they should fast on Yom Tov. Let us see Rashi, Yom Tov Rishon Shal Pesach, Sherei B'Yud Gimel B'Nissen Nichtavu Ha'Igris, V'Nitem Ados B'Shushan, B'Yud Dalet V'Chamisha Osor V'Shisha Osor Hisano, V'Shisha Osor Nitlo Homon V'Erev. So Al Kaponim, they fasted on Yom Tov. They bring down that the Yaros Dvash asked, would seem that the Isser is, was Yom Rishon Shal Pesach, and they fasted, so Feltoch and Simchas Yom Tov. So the Yaros Dvash asked, why didn't they say that they were, he was Mevatel Mitzvahs Achilas Matzah? That's what the Yaros Dvash asks. Seems the Isser is, there was a tainus in Yom Tov, which is a smaller Isser than the bitl mitzvah of Achilles Matzah. The Orach Lener answers that, Chap, he wants to say that the Shir Inui is Bekeseves. So, in the Shir Achilles Bekezayis. So Lamaise, he says they were, since it was only a Chotzi Shir, so somehow they were permitted to eat the Kezayis. They were, Bevatel Simchas Yom Tov, it seems, there was a Tainis in Yom Tov, that was the Bittl, but the Matzah they ate. Someone asked him, Akash the Ochaner, the Pasuk says, Al Teichlo Val Tishtu, Al Teichlo is Tamachilas Bekezayis, so it would seem that here there was an Isra Achilas Kezayis, so he wants to say that Lav Davke. That's what Al-Khaner wants to say. Now it's very interesting, the Targum Amegillas Esther says as follows. The Pasuk says, V'tzumo alai, Al Teichlo, Val Tishtu, Shloishish Yomim, Laila Voyim. So the Targum says, "V'tzumu alai, loiseichlon, loisishtun, tlosa yoimim, v'tzalu kedom morei alme belelio b'momye." So it would seem from the Targum, he sits in the word "v'tzalu" that the tainus was only by yoim. "V'tzumu alai, bal toichu bal tishtu shloishes yoimim." The 3 days you should fast. "V'tzalu." You should be mispallowed by night and by day. So by Sis Bechlau, the tzayim wasn't noyig at night. So it's goposhet why the Gemara did not mention the inyan of the bitl mitzvah achilas matzah. And this pasuk of Vayaver, so the Targum says, "Va'ovar al chedvas chaga So we have to know the Shagasayah says in Simen Samaches that Leil Yontiv there's no mitzvah the rice of Simcha. The whole mitzvah is only Bayoim, not Leil Yontiv Rishin, there's no mitzvah. In the Rabbonin he says there's a mitzvah of Simcha. But the Ritas Loshen, the Ova Al Chedves Chaga could also be because Vaker they fasted by day. That was a mitzvah of Simcha Sachag. Al Kaponim, Chazal Darshan, that Vayavir is a Loshen, he made them do an Avere, that they're Mabatel Simchas Yontev. Shmuel Omar, the Ovar, Al Kumo de Maya. That he went through an Al Kumo de Maya, that was a body of water that separated, being from the Aris Dvash, that there was Shushan Abira, and there was Shushan. Shushan Abira was a very, there weren't Eden living in Shushan Abira. Ish Yehudi was B'Shushan Abira. That was Motra. He was a Yachsan. He was from the Sorim of Achashverish. He was in Shushan Abira. But other Eden did not live in Shushan Abira. And there was this, Akuma de Maya that separated Shushan from Shushan Abira. And the Eden lived in Shushan, not in Shushan Abira. So the Ovar Akume de Maya, he went over this body of water. He wants to say it's a river, the Yaras Dvash, and that's Vayava. As soon as Esther told him, he went to this body of water to the Eden. Sarashi says, the Ovar Akuma de Maya, Lesaif a Yehudim Shebe'eber Hasheni. He went over to Lech Knesset Kol Yehudim, so he went to the Yidden. The Yarzvash wants to be Moisiv that Esther told him that it's no good that he's in Shushan Abira. Fakert, the Shleimus will be if he's together with Klal Yisrael, so then that will be a Dover Hasholim. So he went right away, he left Shushan Abira, and he went to Shushan. Vayi bayoyim ashlishi batilbash Esther Malchus. So the Gemara says, Big day Malchus mi boilei Omar Rabbi Loza Omer Rabbi Chanine v'lamid shelov shesa ruach ha-koydish. Ksiv hocha batilbash, ksiv hosom, v'ruach lovsho es amosai. So we see there's a Loshen Levisha when speaking about a ruach, a spirit, so memele here it's also a Loshen Levisha, shalovshisa ruach ha-kedish. V'omar Rabbi Loza, now we have memories of Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Chanine, V'omar Rabbi Loza Rabbi Chanine, Lo'ilom al tehi birchas hedyet kala beinecha. Shrei shnei gdoilei hadoir bolchum shnei hedyotis v'niskaimu behem. V'elohein David v'Doniel. David de borche yaravna. He says David got a broche from Aravna, which was he was a goy. He gave him a broche, Hashem aleikercho yirtzecho. Daniel, the borche do yovesh, the chsiv, lekoch ti'an pelant pelachlei betedire, hu yishei zvinoch. So, alti birches had yet kala beinecho. The Marei Misode says that the chiddush of the Gemara is birches hedyet is the chiddush is a broch of a goy. That's called a birches hedyet. That's an bafal pikin alti birches hedyet kala beinecha. It's a broch of a yid. He says that you don't need a member of a beloza or a merabchanine faker. That's boru that a broche. And the klola of a yid accomplish something. Brings a gemara in Yume that when they took out the kruvim from the kodesh kadoshim, so they said, מאלו שבחוסן ברוכה וכילולוסן כלולו דאויסקים בדבורם כאלו דאיסוד הקרובים מורים זה בזה פרצים זה אפילו אומס אוילום ומקר דת הברוכה וידי זה ברוכה so the חידיש אבל רבי לזר המכנין is ביחס הדיית comes to tell us אפילו הברוכה of a אפילו הברוכה of a goy also has a koyach. And that, how do we know, Taki, that the Baruch accomplished something? I mean, it could be the Daniel was Nitzel in his own schus, not in the schus of the Baruch of the Yovesh. So the Marsha says, because, I mean, if the Baruch did not accomplish anything, the Torah would not, the Pasuk would not have written it. I mean, the Pasuk related that there was a broche only, not to tell us only the good intentions of the Yovesh or the good intentions of a Ravne, but the Pasuk is coming to tell us there was a broche taka, that the broche taka accomplished something. The Omar Rabbi Lozo, Omar Rabbi Hanina, Alti Kilolas, Hedyit Kalo Beinecho, Naklola Vehedyit also shouldn't be Kalo Beinecho. Shavi Melech, Kila Lesoro, Hinehu Lechok, Susainayim, Hinehloch Susainayim, Viniskayim, Bizarro, Vikizokain, Yitzchok, Vitechena, Einov. Avi Melech told Soro that you hid from me the information that you're the wife of Avram. So he said, Yehirotzain, so just like it was Kosui me'enai, that this Indian that you're Avram's wife, so you should also have an Indian of kisui einayim, and that klala was niskayim be Yitzchok by Yehi Kizok and Yitzchok v'techena einav. Perhaps we could be meisiv that pshat and the klala was that his unawareness that she was Ashes Avram was a blindness in Yediyah, that he didn't realize who she was. So it could be that was Nichlal in the Klola of Atichena Einav Merois, that Yitzchak did not realize who Esav was. So that was a Pelyoitze of the Klola of Avimelech. V'omar Rabbi Elozo, Omer Rabbi Chanina, bo yirei sheloi kemidas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, midas boso vedom. Midas boso vedom, odom soifes kedeiro, v'achar kach noisin l'soich ha'mayim. A person first puts the kedeiro, and then he puts water into the kedeiro. Aber Kadosh Baruch Hu noisin mayim v'achar kach soifes hakedeira. But by the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, first he puts the water, and then he puts the kedeira. L'kayim ha'shenema l'kerl titoi ha'moin mayim v'ashamayim. So the Pasuk says that the Rabbeinu Shel Olam Titoi hamoin mayim bashamayim. The Rebbeinu Shlom puts hamoin mayim, a lot of mayim bashamayim. And it says, Vayala nesiyim miktsay ha'oretz. So it would seem from the posik that Rebbeinu Shlom first puts mayim, and then he brings the clouds to Bayala Nesim Mikse Oretz, that's to say that then he brings up clouds to be Mekabel the Mayim. So the Rabbeinu Shlom does not need the clouds before he brings the Mayim. The Rabbeinu Shlom can make the first, he creates the Mayim, and the Mayim, there's no problem with the existence of the Mayim, and then he brings the clouds which are Mekabel the Mayim. By a boss of a dom, Odom Seifes Kdeiro Vacharkach Noisen Leseichai Mai. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Seifus es agdeira meshiva ala kira hi kruya svisa. Now, Kipshuta, it's very unclear, the Gemara, he says, Lachere, Rabbi Lezer is just saying that by the Rabbeinu Shalom, you don't need a kli kibble to hold something. The Rabbeinu Shalom puts the Hamoin Mayim in the Shemaim, and then later, he brings clouds to hold it. You don't need a kli kibble before. By a person, you have to have the kli kibble before you need a kli kibble before you put mayim. But the mashal is very unclear. Adam seifes kideira v'acharkach noisen l'seicha mayim. I mean, seifes kideira is l'cherem she puts a kideira. First of all, why do you have to speak about he puts a kideira on a pot? An a kira, on an oven. He puts a kdeira on an oven. Seifes kdeira, as she says, meshiva ala kira, he kriya svisa. Odom seifes kdeira, v'achar kach neisun l'seicha mayim. A person doesn't do that either. L'cheira, you don't bring the water to the pot. L'cheira, you take the pot with the water, and you put it on the kira. It's very unclear. But what the chiluk between a Odom and the Rabbeinu Shlomo, this Nakuda. They bring from the Kedushas Levi, Kedushas Levi said that Emerson is speaking about another Indian, that Mayim is Meramez and Chasodim, many times the Rabbeinu Shel Olam brings a person tzoris and machlis, but the purpose of these tzoris and machlis is that it should come out a yeshua from this. That was the purpose of the tzoris. So he says that the Rabbeinu Shalom, that's the Nimshal al Koponim. The Nimshal is that the Rabbeinu Shalom, the Mayim is Chesodim and Nimshal Mayim. The Rabbeinu Shalom, before the Rabbeinu Shalom brings the Tzore, he has already before the Mayim. The Mayim is there before the Tzore. The Tzore is a Hechetim Tzahal to be Zechet, to be Mekabel the Mayim. But the Mayim is put there before even the Tzore comes. That's how more or less he says pshat in this Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter, v'omar Rabbi Loza, omer Rabbi Chanine, koloimer dover b'shem omroi mevi gula loilom. A person says a dover b'shem omroi mevi gula loilom, shenemar v'toimer Esther lamelech b'shem Mordechai. Esther said b'shem Mordechai. Now, what is this Indian of Aymar Dovo Bishem Omroi Mevi Gula Loilam. I once was able to hear from Abel Yelapion, Eche Tzadik, Bekodesh Lebroche. He said as follows. What does that mean that a person does not say something Bishem Omroi? Let us talk about a Poshita case. We'll come to our case in a minute. Let's say a person saw a Rabbi Kivega Zakasha on the Gemara. He comes over to someone, he says, you know, if I'm really Kakasha on the Gemara, he says, oh, Rabbi Kivega's Kasha, about mentioning Rabbi Kivega's name, he has the spirit, Mamish Agoinis. Then he tells him a Teretz also, Rabbi Kivega's a Teretz, Mamish, he's in the spirit, Mamish. He didn't say B'Shem Omroi. So if you don't say B'Shem Omroi, so what are you doing? So Pshad is, you're taking Rabbi Kivega's Chochme, Rabbi Kivega's Yigiyah, and you're miyaches it to yourself. That's what you're doing. So Memele, when the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring a Geula, the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring a Yeshua, you'll also do the same thing. You'll say that it's koichi beitzim yodi osali yasachayel azeh. That means when the Yeshua, so then the Rabbeinu Shalom will bring a Yeshua. The Rabbeinu Shalom will bring a Yeshua a geula that you should not you'll be mispoiled. So he said over the pasuk says in Shoiftim, when Gideon went to take out to be loichim with Midian and Amalek, there was a lot of goyim there. So the pasuk says that the Rabbi Shalom told Gideon, Rav ha'om asher itoch, mititi es Midian biyado. There are too many people here. Why? What are too many people? Pen yispoir olai yisroel leimer yodi hoishioli. That means, so he seek law this yisoi, Rav ha'om asher itoch mititi, that it should be mititi es Midian biyodom. To give over Midian, they'll say Yodi Hoshiyoli. So the Rabbi Shalom doesn't give over. That means if they'll be Miyachas, the Yeshua to themselves. So here was the same thing. Be'etzem, this was the beginning of the Malchus of Esther. And it would have been a very appropriate thing if she heard from Mordechai, so let her tell over Bishmo and Fakerzo. She'll be appreciated by Achashverosh. No, Bedavke, she did not tell it over. She told it over B'Shem Mordechai. And Fakert, and that was Mesaviv the Gula. So she was Miyaches, the information to the one who gave the information. And through that, it was Eichet to Gula. So they were Miyaches, the Yeshua also, not to themselves, but Riachas the Yeshua to the Rabbi Nishlal. The Omar Rabbi Loza, Omer Rabbi Chanina, Tzadik Ovad, the Doiroi Ovad. That word a Tzadik is Ovad, it's the Doiroi Ovad. Moshe lo Odom Sheovdoloi Margolius, Kol Mokem Shehi Margolius Shomo, Layovda Elo Labailo. Lachayrebs, others bring down that he's going on the posik tzadik ovad vein isamalev. He's medayik from the lashon of the posik. The posik does not say that a tzadik nevad. Nevad would mean that the tzadik is lost. No, ovad. Ovad means that we lost the tzadik, but the tzadik is not nevad. So the meiles, he gave a moshul. So he lost the Magolis. The Magolis is not Nevad. Nothing happens. The Magolis, nothing happens to the Magolis. It doesn't rot. It remains the same. No, he's without the Magolis. So the Aveda is that the same thing that we lost the Tzadik. The Deir lost the Tzadik, but the Tzadik never became Nevad. Now, I saw in Marsha, and the Marsha, and the Ian Yaakov, and the Rif, they all say that what did the Deir lose? The Deir lost that the Tzaddik is not Megan on them anymore. That's what the Deir lost. I have a Shtikel Ha'ore. The Shlomo HaMelech says in Mishlei, "V'tzadik yisoid oilom." So the Goyin says, "Pshat af acher misosoi hu yisoid oilom shemegin al oilom." That a tzadik after the misos also megin al oilom. The Balatanyan and all brings down a Zohar Kodesh. The Zohar Kodesh says, "The tzadikaye meginin al alme." They're making more b'misasayin more than when they're alive. So l'cheirebs, I don't know if this stems with the Marsha. Here they all say that the tzaddik over, that the tzaddik is not making on the door. And here they say that the account is making b'misasayin yes mibachayayim. L'chayre, I mean, Lule Divrayim, we could say that the Gemara means that the Deir lost the Tzaddik, he lost the Hadroche of the Tzaddik, lost the Eitzes of the Tzaddik, that's just what it lost. But the Hagon of the Tzaddik, L'chayre, They seem to be saying that Lachem Misosam, the Tzadikim are still making on the day. Sokte Gemara weiter. Bechol ze einenu shoyvoli. Let us look on Omid Beis. The Menachem Eshev Nefesh says that the we're missing our Goas Habach. But let's see on Omid Beis, the second line. Bechol ze einenu shoyvoli. Melamed shekol genozov shol oisei rosho chakukin aliboy. בשור שרויה אסמודך יושב בשער המלך אומר כל זה איננו שויבלי. So the Mephoshim explain that בכל זה, זה means that he was pointing to something. בכל זה איננו שויבלי סממילה so כל גנוזוב שלוי שרושך הקוקין הליבוי. That means the tremendous wealth that Haman possessed, it was chakukin aliboy, it was in front of him. That means he was aware that he could point to it. Achidish hazeh, he was able to point it. And he said, even though it's chakukin aliboy, it's ainu shoyvoli bishor shero Haman esmotcha yoshev bishar hamelech. So why not attack it? So why is it Einish Shavuot? Let's go back to Amud Aleph. Kidarav Chizde. The Omar Rav Chizde, Zebo Berpuzbuli, Zebo Berpuzbuti. Omar Apope Kolei Avde de Mizdabein Betalmus. Let us see Rashi. Zebo Berpuzbuli, Mordchai Bo'elov Betainis Oisho. That Mordechai came to Haman with a tain of Ashiris, with a matzav of Ashiris, Haman bo betainis oini. Shemocha Haman es atzmei le Mordechai koinum lechem yomen rabim betikrei lechem. There was a maise that Haman and Mordechai were both sorim for Achashverosh during a melchome, and it seems Haman had splurged with the amount of money that was given to him. And he needed money for his soldiers. So he came to Mordechai to borrow money. Mordechai did not splurge. So Mordechai lent him the money, or he gave him the money, that he should become an eved to, that Haman should become an eved to Mordechai. Is buli loshen oisha kedamrinin b'shavarti es goin uschem elu buloi shebiyehude. Buti loshen anies kmei vahavi tavitenu b'meseches gitten betulmi namo b'kikreis lechem. Esrim lechem soirim tagminin esrim ulmin delachme. Tulmin delachme. So that is pshat, that sekozen enu shoyvoli, that means it was kol genozov were chakukin aliboy, but in enu shoyvoli it's worth nothing, because eved shekonen nechosim is eved lemi and nechosim lemi. So memele mashekon eved konarabi. So that's what he says, whenever he sees Mordechai, so all his riches are worthless, because he knows nothing in reality belongs to him. Everything belongs to Mordechai. Rabbi Nishlam will be an Atorah crown lechol tzadik, beroish kol tzadik v'tzadik. Shenemar b'yoyim ahu yi Hashem tzvokais la teres tzvi. Mai la teres tzvi ule tzviras tif'oro. La oisin tzivyoinoi ule mitzapin tif'artoi. So the Gemara darshins that the Rebbein Shalom will be a crown la teres tzvi. Tzvi is a lotion of rotz. Rabbeinu Shlomo will be a crown lo'oisin tzivyoinoi. Perhaps tzivyoinoi, that's as I mean bechine, the way the Mesilsa Shorim says of a chosid. A chosid does not do only the tzivui Hashem, a chosid does the rotzin Hashem. That means he knows what the Rabbeinu Shlomo wants. So even though there was no tzivui, but he does the rotzen, so it could be that's called lo'isen tzivyoinoi, that they do retzoinoi. For those people, the Rabbein Shalom will be in our Torah. Ule mitzapin tif'artoi. And those l'chayre who are mitzapin, who are waiting to see the teferis of the Rabbein Shalom. Yochel lakel. So that this is for everyone. Talmud loyma l'shar amay l'mi shemesim atzmai kishirayim. So it would seem that one needs also a union of another. He has to be another. Ule'ruach mishpot v'hadon es yitzroy. Le'ruach mishpot, so Rashi says, L'shoiftim es rucham yiyel la'atorim. So the person is a ruach, a yetzer hore, and he shoifet the yetzer. What's that? Zeh ha'donas yitzrei. So what's donas yitzrei? So Rashi says, koifeyu loshuv b'tshuve. He has a ruach, he has a, and he's, and he forces the ruach to be chayza b'tshuve. Uliyoshev al ha-mishpot. This is another mile they have to have. Zeh ha-don din emes la-amitoi. What does Taisvi say? Zeh ha-don din emes la-amitoi. Nire, the mishimhochi noket emes la-shmeinon, the bedin berume, tzorech lachker ha-eidem betuv, ha-chi yizboira emes, voz yodoinu oisoi la-amitoi. Chatan Taisvis is that the Goyin Mishle explains that there's two inyonim. There's a din emes that one knows the halachas and the din is gepaskin according to the amitius of the halachas. But to knowing the halachas that alone is not sufficient. One has to understand the amumiyus, the cleverness of the Eidim, the Baleidinim. So one has to be a chochem binyani the Alma also. Just paskening with a chayshin mishpat is not sufficient. So emes la'amitai, there's a double emes that the dayan has to be aware of. The amitius Eidim. And the mitzvahs of Baleidinim, they should be able to chap what they're telling true and what they're trying to fool him. Then also he has to know the halacha, the mitzvahs halacha. So that's done din emes la mitzvah. Ulegvura ze hamizgaber al yitzroi. Another mile they need. Mizgabar al Yitzroi eine hoylech achrov laver aveir. So that's a mizgabar al Yitzroi. There's a mulchome to do aveiris, and then there's a donas Yitzroi to do tshuva on the aveiris that were done, on the shreinis that were done. Meishive mulchome, and now there's another mile. They'll have, in order to be zeiche, that lateres, yashem tzvoke is lateres svi, meishivil mulchomo, shenoisim, benoisnim, bimilchamto, shel teire. That they're mefalpul and teire. And in shaoro, elu, tamide chachomim, shemashkimim, umarivim, bevotech nesiyas, ubevotech midroshes. Rashi says, Shemashkimim ba'ainu shoro, she'oisin or shenasim shoyarim, that they become the shoyarim, the doormen, liftoyach dalseis bashkome, ula'acher shom atzman ilosei. These are these people will be zeiche lateres svi, that to be a Torah, that they shall be in a Torah for them. Masho says these are two bechines in Teure. This is Pilpalto be Teure, that's the Neusim be Neusim be Milchamte shel Teure. And then the Kvi is Itim be Teure, that one, the one gives time. These are the Shorim that, that they read, the time that they give to Polimoda Teure. Omro Midas Adin Lufnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribbono shel Olam, ma nishtanu eilu me'eilu. So what is the kashim? It's a very unclear gemara. The Menachem Meishiv Nefesh seems to say that the time of the Midas Hadin is, it says, L'shar Amoy. So we're saying Milas over here, but it's Amoy. It's only by Am Yisrael. This does not apply, this darge of Yashem Tzvokes La Teres is only Amoy. So the Midas Adin asks, Man Ishtanu Eilu Me Eilu. So that means, what would be if you have Umes Ha'ilam, which will also have these Tchunes, Shemei Samatzme Kishirayim, Donis Yitzroi, Misgaber al Yitzroi, so why shouldn't they be Zeiche to the same Darge that Klal Yisrael will be Zeiche? Omer la Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yisrael osku b'teire, umesoilam lay osku b'teire. That means that to be Zeiche to this Inyan that Yi Hashem Tzvokeis la Teres, that's dafke to an umed that was Isaac b'teire. Now, further, the Gemara is very unclear. Omalei gam eile b'yayin shogu b'sheicha tou poku pliliya ein poku elogehenim shenema b'leisiya zeis l'cholafuka b'tzabigayo tou David ein pliliya elodayonim shenema v'nosan b'flili. Now let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, "Gam eile eilu orishoyim anidoinim begehenim biyain shogu kloima afheim osu kohem lefikoch donum." The safe of the pasuk is that the Rebbeinu Shem is telling the Midas Hadin that by klal yisrael gufe, if you have Eden which do not have these milas, so then they're similar to the Mesoilam. Eilo Rishoyim and Idoinim Begehenem B'yayin Shogu Kleim Afheim Osu Kehem Lefikach Donom Pokup Lilio Legehenem Nishpotu. It's very unclear how the flow of the Gemara. Zek the Gemara weiter. Batamoid bachatzar beis amelech apnimis. Omar ablevi kivin shegiyo lebeis hatzlomim. Nistalko himeno shchina. So it was lov sheruach hakoidish, and now nistalko himeno shchina. Omro keili loma azavtoni. Shemo atadon al shoyge kemezid val oynis kerotza. Alaynis kerotzen. So the marshoyes kasher. What's the title? Alaynis kerotzen. Lochayre here. She was. Here was berotzen take. But the breakdown. Fakert. The kasher was. I mean, she tainted that. Even though there was a rotzen over here, but she was forced into it. I mean that she was doing it outside solas klal yisrael. So Memele, so she was mispalo. Why did the Shechina leave me? Oishema al shekarosiv kelev. Maybe I called him a kelev. Shenema hatzilo mekele hatzilo mecherev nafshi miat kelev yichidosi. Chozro vekarosay arye shenema shiyeni mipi arye. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Keli kei loma zavtoni b'mizmar ayelos ha-shachel. Aloinis, afal pi shani bo eilov mei eilai, oinisu. That means Rashi is saying, even though, forget it, look, Rashi is femfing the mashos kashe. That means even though I'm coming berotzein, but it's still an oinis, I'm forced into this. Hatzilo miyad cherev navshi bi'oisoi mizbohu. So others learn pshat that the Hashem al shekarosiv kelev shenema hatzilo miyad kelev yichidosi, that maybe she was mezalzel, there's a din of chilken kovid lamalchis, so maybe that was why she was nenash. So therefore she said, Aishieni mipi Arye. So she was machshiv him. Is that a kelev? Is an Arye? The Marsho wants to say a different pshat. The Marsho wants to say that she was, this is a different tiny gansen, that her whole tefillahs were only keneged Haman. Atzilo mecherev navshi is Rashi Tevis Haman. And the Miat Kelev, he was a Kelev Tak, Miat Kelev Yechidose, she was Bechlal not Mispalo Keneged Achashverish. So maybe that was her toys. That means the Oifen Atfile was not complete. She should have been Mispalo Keneged Achashverish also. So she was mispalu keneged the melech also. She realized that the Haman was not the only problem. Vayihikir oisa melech es Esther amalke. Omer Rabbi Yochanan gimel malachei hashoris nizdamnu lo boisei sho. Echod sheigviyo es savoro. This was after a tainis. Be'echot she'moshach chut shol chesed olel. Also, because she was zicher than a yirak reisig, it's also that she be a chut shol chesed. Be'echot she'moshach es a sharbit. That the sharbit was extended, that she was able to touch the sharbit. Ve'kamo omar rabir miye shtei amais hoyo. Ve'midoi al shtei mesrei. Ve'omri lo al sheish esrei. Ve'omri lo al esrim ve'arba. That's how long it extended. Ve'masnise tone al shishim. That it became shishim amos long. Ve'chein ato moitzi ba'amoso shel paroi. Ve'chein ato moitzi b'shinei rishoim. By oig, that the shinei rishoim also became shishim amos. תחסיב שיני רישויים שיברתו, ואומר רישלוקיש אל תקרי שיברתו אלו שרי ואבתו, שיר, נטייס וסלס אוכי, אל תקרי שיברתו אלו שיר ואבתו, לא שנשתרבו בי, that it extended, לא גרסינן שרי ואבתו. So that was also, That was also extended Shishim Amis. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Amoso shel basparoi vatishlach as amoso vatikochel. Bishine rishoim oig melech haboshim b'meseches broches per karoye. Shaoka har bas gimel parsi, lashlichai al Yisrael, v'nosne al roish, she was holding this har, v'shilach hakadosh baruch hu nemolim, v'nikvu v'nichvas b'tzavoroi. His bikei, so now it went around his neck. Bikesh l'shomto, he wanted to pull off the har, Nishtarvavu shinov lekano lekam, and that held back from pulling back the har. Al tikrei shivarto, elo shirvavto garsinim. So how do we know this cheshbin of 60 amis, mishinei rishoim nofik lahay drosh. The licht of kro vishen rosh. Elo yud de shinei, v'yud mem de rishoim arei shishim. So there's an extra yud and yud mem, so that's 60. So we learn out that it was 60 amis. For Omar, yeah, Rabbe ba'oifren Omar, mishum Rabbe Lezer, ששומע מרבוי ורבוי מרבוי מוסיים. That it was מוסיים אמס. ויאמר לו המלך, מה לך אסתר המלכה, ומה בקשוסך עד חצי המלכוס וסיוס. חצי המלכוס ולוי כל המלכוס, ולוי דובו שחויצת למלכוס. Umayninu binyin beis hamigdosh. What does Rashi say? Loidovo shechoitzitz bemalchus, binyin habayis, shehu beemtza shel oylo, kedomrinim beseyde yume, even shesiyosh mimeno nishiso oylo, nishas oylo. So memele, so that was mafsik, that was choitzitz in his malchus. So Mamela, that he wouldn't give up. Yovoi HaMelech Vohomon Alamishte Tona Rabona Ma Rosa Esther Shezimno Es Homon Rabbeleza Oime Pachim Tomnoloi Shenema Yehi Shulchonom Lifneyem Lepach Rabbi Yeshua Ima, mi beis avi olomdo, shenemar im rov soin acho achileyu lechem. Zot Rashi, mi beis avi olomdo, shomo hatinoikis oimrim kei. It was passed in beis avi, because she never heard her father, he says, but she heard this im rov soin acho achileyu lechem. Rab Meir Oimer Kadesh Layitel Eitzer Vyimroy, Rab Yudah Oimer Kadesh Laykirubo Shehi Yehudis. Rab Nechem Yoimer Kadesh Layoimru Yisrael Achayis Yeshlonu Bebeis HaMelech V'yasitu Daiton Min HaRachmim. What does Rashi say? So Rashi says, V'yimroy Bemelech Shehoiso Shatoy Matzleches. And she motzala ule tuchalach shile bishim dovo lifnei hamelech. And Rav Nechemya says, kedei shlo yomri yisrol achos yesh lonu bebeis hamelech v'yasit v'yisichu daiton min harachmim. So I once heard that we don't find the shem of the Rabbeinu Shalom in the Megillah, but yovoi hamelech. No, here it's not on this pasuk. Yovi Amelech Vahomon Hayoim. The later, the Yovi Amelech Vahomon Hayoim, that is Rosh Tevis, the Shem Avaye, and that is Pshat that they should realize that, Ein Lonu Lishoim El Avinu Shabashamayim.